Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. It's that time. Season one is ending. It's been a good run. I did a lot of different things about the economy, stocks, real estate, bringing on different guests that talked about the same thing because I was just trying to get people as much knowledge and information and as much value as I could based on what was going on right now or for the past couple of years. And so what I discovered by doing that and then dealing with people and talking to clients and just paying attention, I realized you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it. And a lot of times you get people that hear your information and they either do something with it or they don't. And then some people just don't have the ability to be able to take action. And so what I've seen is like you got people that read books and they never do anything with the things that they read in a book. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, confidence or low self-esteem or whatever the case is. They just don't feel like they can do what they've read in that book. So they have information. And like my podcast, we gave a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, but a lot of people didn't act on it. I remember at one point I even had time available and I said, hey, here's a link if you want to do an interview with me. Only one person, two people reached out, right? So I have so many people that listen to the podcast, but no one decided to take action and reach out. And the person that did, I helped them do 5 or 6 real estate deals. We've done a deal together. And so it's just like, man, when you have the option or you have the opportunity, people just don't take advantage, which is weird to me, but it made me think one of the reasons why I'm ending season one and starting another season into something different is because I think we gave so much information and so much knowledge and people might have analysis paralysis and they're like, man, all that information was good, but where do I start? I think a lot of people have issue with like limiting beliefs and mindset, right? And so I think that is what I want to focus on. The podcast is obviously about real estate, business and mindset. And so the next season is going to focus strictly on mindset because people need to get out of their own way. And so I just deal with so many people and have relationships with different people. And I'm just like, you know, I've given you all this information, but what are you doing with it? And a lot of them don't do anything and they keep messaging me the same thing or they read my books and they haven't did anything with the things that they've read. And it's just like, okay, so maybe it's a mindset. But one thing I'm like, everyone's capable of doing it. It's a matter of do they want to do it? And one of the things that I noticed about people is this. If you can watch a whole Netflix series, like even if you're not stuck on season one and you made it to episode 2, right, in that series, that means you're capable of making progress. Most people aren't progressing, and it's not because they can't. If you can't pass season one, episode 1, then that's a different problem. Like you might need to go get help and get checked out. But majority of the people that I know, they can't watch the same episode over and over and over and over again, right? You progress. So if you can progress in watching something on Netflix or some series that you're watching, you can do the same thing. The difference is that that person that's watching whatever series it is, they're focusing on that particular series to try to binge watch it or get through it or whatever they have to do. And a lot of people, if you can binge watch an entire series, which could have anywhere between 15 to 20. If you're watching La Reina del Sur, that could have like 66 episodes, right? Queen of the South. So you are capable, and most people are capable. They just don't want to. Or they might believe, well, watching a Netflix series and starting my business or learning how to invest is two different things. No, it's not. You have to focus on both. You have to focus on sitting down for 30 to 45 minutes to watch an entire episode. You can do that same thing when it's something that you want to do to change your life. If you want to drive this car, if you want to live at a certain place, if you want to do certain things, the same amount of time that it takes to learn that skill is the same amount of time that it would take for you to finish an entire Netflix series or whatever series you're watching. The typical series is about 45 minutes from my experience, from the ones that I watch, it's 45 minutes to an hour. So you can sit down and dedicate an hour to something mindless and brainless over and over and over again. You can watch 6 seasons of something, which is an hour per episode, but you cannot do that for something that's going to change your life. Then you deserve to be in the situation that you're in. So season 2, I'm going to focus on mindset. So for anybody that doesn't know my story over the last couple of years, I'm going to tell you right now. And so season 2, I'm coming with it, right? And the reason why I'm doing that is because I care. So for me, since 2021, I lost my grandmother, both of my aunts, and then 2022, I lost my dad. And then 2023, January, I lost my uncle, who was like my brother. So in 2021, my aunt died. We were, you know, close. And then 6 months later, my grandmother died. And then 7 days after my grandmother died, my other and final aunt died, right? Back to back, crazy. And so then that just left my uncle and my dad with my mom. And then maybe a month after my grandmother, my aunt passed, my dad ended up going to the hospital and he never returned. He never came out. So then he died 2 months later. And then following year, my uncle passed away in a tragic, really bad car accident. And so then it's just like my perception on life completely changed. Life is so short. It's very short. And it's like you only have a certain amount of time. You only have a certain amount of heartbeats, right? And it's like, what are you doing? So me going through this experience, it has changed my entire perspective on how I decide to move and how I operate life, because you only have one life to live. And it's very important that you live it to the fullest based on how you want to do it, because you only have one life, right? You're going in the ground by yourself. And I say this because I tried to go over there and take care of my dad when he was sick, you know what I mean? But at that point, it was too late, right? And I missed a lot of time from traveling and working and doing all these different types of things. So my perspective on life, like I could have had more time because he wasn't that old, right? He was only like 69 or 70 years old. So when you look at life like that, you're going in the ground by yourself, right? So when you're on this earth, you need to be the best that you can be. You need to be progressing every single day. If you need to set a barometer, like, you know what, like if you're not seeing progress, you need to do check-ins. Like every 2 or 3 months, you need to check in and be progressing from where you were, because there is no guarantee. My uncle was only 49 years old. He was like my brother, only a couple years older than me. And it was like that. I just saw him. We were talking about doing real estate deals. I sent him some properties from Colombia when I was there. And then a month later, he was gone. Like that just puts into perspective. It doesn't matter, man. Like when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And so a lot of times people end up having kids or they get careers or just basically what's going on right now with, you know, the way society is, it's deteriorating rapidly. And a lot of that, in my opinion, if you guys have read my book, A Pity of Your Mind, I break down in detail a bunch of different things about mindset and how to change and do all these different things. But I touch on the fact that technology is deteriorating society from social media and everything else, right? You know, I mean, there's good and bad to technology. Obviously, I'm sitting here doing this and I've created a podcast and a bunch of other things. But as a whole, what it's doing to the brains of our kids, to society as a whole in general, it's just bad. So one thing I'm pointing out is that when you are a person that has responsibilities, you have to take yourself first, right? If you're not the best that you can be and you have kids, how can you expect them to be the best that they can be, right? If you're sitting around scrolling, aimlessly scrolling on, you know, the internet, or social media and you're not being a better person and becoming better, how can you tell your kid to become better, right? You got to lead by example. So a lot of times, again, like I said, people put themselves last when it comes to their kids or like family members and things like that. I went through therapy in 2018, extensive therapy for a while. I also became a licensed practitioner of NLP. And one thing that we went over in both of these is that you need to be the best that you can be because your kids rely on you. Your family relies on you. If something happens to you, then what? So obviously, a lot of times people want to put the focus on their kids or making sure everybody else is straight. But what if you die? What if something happens? My dad did everything for my mom and then he passed away and she just like, what do I do? She has no clue on what to do with a lot of different things. And so like, I didn't really know that she was like that, right? I talked to my dad a lot. Me and my mom had a, you know, good relationship, but I didn't talk to her as much as I did with my dad. So when he passed away, I had to talk to my mom way more often because there's no one left. Her last brother passed away. Both of her sisters died. Her mom's gone. And my grandfather died a long time ago. So it's just her. And then her nieces and nephews, which, but anyway, so nonetheless, it's like when people pass away and you see that this person was the rock, you just realize like how much influence that that person has over the life in general, over like the household, whatever the case is. So what I'm saying is you need to make sure that you are well, mentally, physically, healthy, everything. Because if something happens to you and you want to make sure you're the best for your family and the kids, then what happens, right? Everything goes down. If you go down and everything else is not taken care of, like if your kids aren't trained up, if you're not the best that you can be and you die prematurely for whatever reason, not a whole ship goes down, right? And so that's what you want to avoid. You want to avoid, because you can't predict when you're going to die, right? But what you can do is make sure that you're the best person that you can be every single day. So you need to figure out how that is, right? So I'm coming hard in season two, and I'm not being gender specific. Like women are breadwinners, men are breadwinners. You got this whole narrative right now going around between what a man should do, what a woman should do, and all these different things, man. It's just something to keep people distracted. And you got people talking about masculine energy and feminist movement, all these different things, man. Like at the end of the day, it comes down to who is, I guess, I don't want to say the breadwinner, which it is true who the breadwinner is, but it comes down to who is the most influential in the relationship. Like, what would be the greater loss if someone is to pass away out of the father, mother, grandmother, grandfather, doesn't matter who it is. So that's something to think about. It's not about who does this, who does what, who has the most value. And that's what it is. It's tied to society. Whoever brings the most value to society is the one who makes the most money. So that's what people's goals should be, is provide value as much as possible to as many people as possible. If you are trying to get rich, if that's not what your goal is, and if your goal is to just take care of your family, then you need to be the best version of yourself. And so season two, I'm coming at mindset, but I'm coming at everything. I'm coming at relationships. I'm coming at so many different things, and I'm not sugarcoating shit. I'm coming for your feelings. And it's not for me to be an asshole, to be mean. I just understand, based on what I've gone through, the impact of what that could do to an entire family. And so for me, I'm just kind of in a space now where I've just seen, and I've put out so much information, so much content, two great books, two best-selling books. And then I see the people that have read them and they haven't done anything with it. And it's like, why the fuck are you reading it? Like, why are you sitting down watching these YouTube videos? Why are you listening to podcasts if you're not going to take action? It's not just for entertainment purposes. Like, you're supposed to be doing the stuff that you're doing. If you want to sit here and I can sit down and ask you about that Netflix series that you watch, I can sit down here and talk to you about some shit that you just scrolled through on Instagram. I should be able to talk to you about something else that's going to be impactful for your family. And that's not what's going on. We're spending too much time talking about and wasting time on bullshit, and it's taking hold of our society. And you can see it, it's running rampant. And so season two, again, we're going to focus on mindset, but I'm diving deep and I'm bringing out a lot of stuff that I've learned over the course of my life. I mean, my experiences going through therapy for like 8 months and doing NLP and all the things that I've said. I'm not afraid to talk about any of that stuff and about my experiences, because that's what you do. Like, your experiences are here to help other people out. So season two, I'm bringing it with mindset 100%. So we're going to shift our focus, because if you don't have the mindset or the ability to be able to, you know, take the information that's given to you, that's going to make your life better. If you don't know how to use that, if you don't have the tools to be able to use what we're saying and what I've given you the entire first season, then what's the point?
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public, or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
So ideally what the goal is to run through season two. I don't know how long it's going to be. It could be as long as season one. It could be 80 to 100 episodes, but I'm bringing on speakers. I'm going to do more content myself, more video content, because I feel like some people listen to podcasts, but a lot of people are now starting to go toward these 30-second clips because the attention span of a person is slower than a goldfish. I brought that up in the book as well. That's one thing you need to look up. Look up Epitome of the Mind on Amazon, best-selling book. Look at all the reviews. Read the reviews and see what other people say. Pick that book up. I guarantee you, if you're trying to change your life in 2024 and be prosperous or just generate more income, read that book. And I'm not saying that to brag. Like, I'm a real estate expert. That's what I do. I would tell you to go look up the Real Estate Investing Diet, because that's what I focus on. I'm trying to drive users to the app. So if I was out here for that, that's what I would tell you to do. But you can't even pick up the Real Estate Investing Diet without getting your mind right. And that's why you should start with Epitome of the Mind and then work your way over there. So pick up that book and then get ready, because I'm doing a lot of teaching. I'm doing a lot of content because I'm just tired of what I'm seeing. And again, I feel like it's my job to add value in the best way that I can, and going through my experiences last year and doing these podcasts and bringing on these guests and seeing how many people are downloading the podcast, but then seeing that no one's reaching out when they had a chance, that tells me something. So there's two things: that either people are scared or people are just not focused, and people want to do the same shit that they've been doing for the past couple of years and expecting something different. So my goal and my job with season two is to make sure I can try to get people out of their own way to make sure they're successful, because that's what I feel like my purpose is in life, right? So while I'm here, you know, if you listen to my podcast, I feel like my purpose is to add value through products, the books that I've written, my podcast, me giving knowledge, me giving information, because I grew up in the hood. I've almost died 3 times. I've had several different life experiences that have made me the person that I am. So this is why my view, and I've traveled to a bunch of countries, lived in different countries. And so this is why my perspective is what it is, right? So I spend, and you guys know, I spend half the time or a lot of time in Colombia. Like, it's like my second home. So I did a lot of traveling. So, right, like, you just have a different perspective when you start going somewhere and living somewhere and being somewhere so much more different than your current environment. And so, like, you heard me say 72% of the population in the U.S. don't have passports. So their skewed outlook on life is because they don't have the experiences to pull from, right? So like I've talked about in Epitome of the Mind, I keep referencing that book because I think you need to get it, not because I wrote it, because it's a good book. Just, again, read the reviews if you think I'm lying. But like, most people's vantage point or viewpoint of life is based on what's in their current surroundings, right? So if you only have your current surroundings to pull from, that's what you're going to think all of life is like. I remember when I was growing up, I thought the entire world was racist because I grew up in the South and in the Midwest. And I'm thinking, if I go to Europe, someone's going to try to kill me. They're going to be calling me all kind of words. They're going to be talking to me like I'm, you know, like I'm shit. The complete opposite, right? But I wouldn't have known that until I started traveling, right? So what has happened? We are a product of our environments. Social media has made people a product of other people's environments, right? So if you're sitting down looking at so much stuff on Instagram, that's what your mind sees. That's what you're giving it. That's what you're feeding it. So now your perception of reality is going to be very different from if you walk outside and you live in Beverly Hills, or if you live somewhere else in like a rich nation or a rich city, you're going to come outside and you're going to be like, okay, that would be your vantage point because that's all you had to pull from. That's all you knew. But now with social media, we got people looking up other people's environments and it's just changing and reshaping the entire world. And I think that's what the issue is. So like, again, my goal, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, if you don't want to learn from what I have to teach based on me going from where I came from and what I'm doing right now, that's up to you. Turn it off. There's 1,000 different podcasts. There's 1,000 different ways you can waste your damn time. Netflix is always coming out with something. There's a ton of movies. There's always something you can do that's going to be better in your opinion than bettering yourself, which is stupid. Like, there's nothing greater that you can be doing with yourself than becoming a better person every single day. The goal in life is to be just like you watching a podcast series. You progress, you move through it. You get to season 2, you get to season 3, you finish the episode and you move on to something else. You find something else, whether it be reading a book, you move to the next chapter, you finish the book. You're not doing the same thing every single day. But yet and still, that's what people do with their life. So I'm coming with it. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat. I'm not coming. That's not my personality. And they say this, and this is one thing that I did learn in NLP. People don't change past the age of 30 unless it's through a traumatic experience or something bad happens. That's what happens. That's what changes people. They need something, whether it be a loss of a job, a loss of life, or something like that. Something impactful has to happen for a person to change past 30. And so if that's not it, some people need someone. Some people need like a drill sergeant type of person to come with, you know, whatever it is. And some people, if I'm like, oh my God, you guys are fucking suck. You guys are so bad at life. You guys are you just need to give up now. Like, just stop. If I came like that, would that be like, would you take me serious? If I'm sitting here trying to be nice and polite in how I'm conducting or trying to teach someone anything. I mean, yeah, there's a time and place. But for the most part, you kind of need someone to be stern because other than that, you won't take it serious. And I grew up, my parents were military. My dad was a drill sergeant. So I just moved like that because, again, through my experiences with people, and this is what it's from. It's from experiences with people here, other countries. It doesn't matter. It's like that. Like, they need someone that's going to be stern. They need someone that's going to be, you know, just not soft, man. Like, that shit doesn't get it done. And for people out here that want to be like, well, you're talking to me like I'm sensitive. It don't fucking matter if you're sensitive. Don't focus on what someone is, like their tone or how they're saying it. Focus on what they're saying, right? Everybody's different. You can't control how someone expresses themselves. But that doesn't mean what that person is saying is not important, right? Remove yourself and remove your feelings from behind what someone is saying and take the message that they're saying, right? If they're talking loud and they're sounding like they're being offensive, turn it down, right? And then just reframe the way that they're coming at it, right? But you just not going to take anybody serious. That's just like, oh my God, like you suck at life. Like, you suck so bad, right? Don't you think you suck at life? Who's taking that serious? Like, you're going to be like, what? You're going to be confused. Like, what is this? But if I'm telling you suck at life, this is why you suck at life. This is what you need to do to become better. Like, you're sitting around doing this, the same thing every single day, but you're expecting a different result. What's the definition of insanity, right? That's what I'm saying. So I'm not doing that. That ain't my personality. That ain't it. And I don't think it gets it done. And so season 2, I'm coming with it. But it's going to be in your best interest. And I promise you, hopefully, halfway through, not at the end, maybe like 5 or 6 or 7 episodes of the season 2 that you have different tools and resources to start making different changes in your life, because nobody wants to do the same thing forever. Who wants to sit at the same job, man? Like, that's back. That's old school, man. Like, with the cost of living going up and with so much stuff changing with the economy. I mean, you can't even afford to not do it. You can't even afford to not progress because you can't even keep up with the cost of living. So you got to be trying. You got to be doing something. So my goal with season 2 is to make that happen. And by the way, season 2 is going to be called Keeping It 100 because I'm keeping it all the way 100. Doesn't matter. I'm not choosing sides. I'm not doing any of that. I'm coming with straight facts. anything that I say, like I've said in the past, look it up. So regardless of the heat that I bring and the people that I bring on, we're coming with it. We're not trying to say anything that's going to be like, sensitive or caring about people's feelings, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you have one life and you have to live it. You have to be as healthy as possible so you can live as long as you can. And by doing that, I mean, obviously that'll give you the energy to maybe have a 9 to 5 and then come home and work a 5 to 9, right? You need all of these different tools and resources to be able to get to that next level. And so that's what we plan on doing. And so, guys, again, don't think the way that I'm coming in season 2 is meant to be hurtful or anything like that, man. I'm just trying to be that change that people need, in my opinion. And it could be abrasive, but if that get it done, then that's what gets it done. And so that's kind of what I'm going to be doing. But guys, the video content, you know, we have an editor now that I'm going to try to add charts and graphs and different things versus just me talking. Because I find like the videos that I watch on YouTube, I find it helpful when you have like these different things, especially when it comes to fitness, when they have all these different things popping up in these motion graphics. I think that's helpful. So we'll do some of those. But I'm just going to try to come with it with content. InvestFAR, we're moving along, man. InvestFAR, the app is almost not, the app is never done. You're always doing things and adding changes. But as far as the features goes, we're kind of out of the development phase. So now I'm going to have more time to do what I'm doing. I'm going to also start, you know, probably doing some seminars, virtual seminars, and on teaching different things with mindset, how to start a business, how to become a real estate investor, how to network, all these different things. So I just spent a lot of time trying to get the app to where it is. And now my focus moving forward is to provide content to help people out. And at the same time, grow the app. But that's going to be strictly on like a marketing team and different things like that. But anyway, I just wanted to hop on here and go ahead and kick off season 2. You're still going to have some episodes from season 1 trickling in. I may do 1 or 2 more interviews that we have on the calendar. I think we might have 5, and they're focused around real estate investing. And I'm going to bring those on. But for the most part, you're going to start seeing different content popping up maybe around the end of January, start of February, and we're going to get going. So stay tuned. I hope you guys enjoy season 1. It's always there. I think once you get through season 2, when you have the right tools, you need to go back and listen to all those. And some of them might be out of date because, you know, I talked about Biden. Some of that stuff is old, but like, I think right around 2022 is when you should probably dive in. But, oh man, it's been great. I appreciated it, you know, all the guests that I brought on. And I hope you guys enjoyed all the information and the content that we did bring about real estate investing and how to do stocks, gold, the economy, and different things like that. So every now and then I might still pop in if I see something going on crazy in the economy. I might pop in and do some stuff like that, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because, again, only if it's talking about the economy in a way that I think you guys need to know about, like if like we're going to have another recession or which we are, which we're in one, I always say that. But if we're going to have like a depression or they're going to start doing rate cuts or anything that I find beneficial, like, hey, guys, jump on this right now because this is a great opportunity. I might do something like that, but for the most part, we're straight education, straight reframing, straight doing some NLP to peak performance type of things to get people to that next level. Because I want to get, oh, this is what my goal is. I want to create 100 millionaires in next year. In 2024, my goal is to create 100 millionaires. I think I created 10 without even trying, without focusing on it. And this is just clients of mine, but this is not through content. Well, it could be, I don't know. But this is, I don't know if they're listening to my content or not. I know they read the book, but this is from me dealing with these people on a consistent basis, doing deals with them, helping them fund deals, all that kind of stuff. So my goal is to do 100. But I think in order for me to do that, I need to get the mindset right from the listeners so that they're confident enough to reach out or pick up the book, download the app, or do any of these type of things, or come to my seminars or 10 different events, not even mine, just get more immersed in something that's going to change their life versus sitting around watching some dumbass series on Netflix or whatever, you know, choose what platform you're choosing to use or scrolling through Instagram. I guarantee you this, and I'm going to bring it up hopefully in probably the first episode of season 2. I guarantee you there's a correlation between the amount of screen time that a person has in connection with their productivity in the kind of lifestyle that they have. I guarantee you that. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm guaranteeing you that if a person has like 4 hours of screen time, and most apps have this, like if you have an iPhone, it tells you, I'm pretty sure Android has the same thing. Check your screen time. And matter of fact, instead of waiting around for me to come up with that, look it up. See if there's a correlation between the amount of screen time that someone has and their, I guess, value they've added to society or whatever their productivity level is. But check that out. And I guarantee you there's a correlation. But anyway, guys, just wanted to hop on here real fast and let you know season 2 is going to be real beneficial for you. And I wanted to end season 1. Man, I had a great time talking about real estate stocks and bringing on a guest that I did, but I just feel like there needs to be a shift. So until 2024, see you guys on the next episode. Take care.